It's not been an exclusive thing for a pope to be buried in St. Peter's. It's the normal thing, what one would expect. With Pope John Paul II, there were rumours that he wished to be buried in Poland, in Krakow, in his cathedral.
In the Wawel Cathedral.
Yes.
Looking over the
And
Vistula.
that wouldn't have been untoward. I mean, popes are buried outside of Italy, etc. There are some, the popes of Avignon are buried in France. Also, I mean, that's part of the whole, another history, shall we say, of the papacy. But it wouldn't have been inappropriate in some ways. And the only thing is this, though, it might have given the impression that he was only a Polish pope, therefore he's less important.
Getting back to the reasons for him being buried in John the 23rd's tomb, it's just a matter of
I
practicality.
think it's a matter of practicality, yes.
There's no reading into that.
I don't think there's any real reading into it, no. I think that that is the most suitable place at the disposal of the authorities in the crypt of St. Peter's.
Do you know anything about why the popes are buried in the garments they're buried in the vestments and with the mitre?
Well, that would be the normal practice for any priest. Any priest or deacon, also, I would imagine nowadays, we would be buried in the vestment appropriate to our rank, to our grade in the priesthood. All right, a bishop with his mitre, and his ring, pectoral cross, a priest with his chasuble, a deacon with his dalmatic.